And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And we're doing so with another edition of Tell Al Tuesday. I've asked Brady to join me on today's show. Brady is what I would call an all-American guy. He went to school. Think he got good grades? We'll ask him that question. He went to college, got some more good grades. You know what he did? He went back to college, got some more good grades. So the guy has credentials. He has sheepskins. He has degrees from various universities, which, by the way, are outstanding universities. Now, his line of work is actually kind of cool, and I don't know how much he can really talk about his line of work, but let me just tell you what this all-American guy does. He trains the Air Force's Special Forces members on how to be physically resilient, physically fit. But let me explain this about Brady, because right now you guys are like, man, this guy's like really a cool dude, man. Well, let's get him on the show. Let's talk to him. All right. Now, check it out. Brady had a problem. This problem has to do with retirement. Somewhere along the way, Brady realized that everything he was doing for retirement was not working and he needed to change gears. So what did he do? He turned to books. He started reading a variety of different books. He read Robert Kiyosaki's books. And those are really good books. If you're looking for a good read, pick up Robert Kiyosaki's books. And he was so enamored with what Robert Kiyosaki wrote, he actually joined Robert Kiyosaki's program where Robert teaches you how to invest in real estate. But there was a problem there too. So why don't we do this? Let's stop right here. I've already given you the big picture of the story. Let's bring Brady on. Let's start asking him these very probing questions. Let's get inside of his mind and let's understand what's going on with an all-American guy. Brady, welcome to the show. It's so nice to have you on the show. Did I get any of that backstory wrong? I mean, it's okay to correct the record. Did I screw anything up?
Now, you're pretty on target. The only thing I would say is a little different. I actually work with Air Force Special Warfare, not Special Forces. But other than that, everything is spot on.
Wow. Okay. All right. So I got a ding on the terminology, but at least I was thinking about the right dudes and dudettes, right?
Thinking about the right people.
Okay. Outstanding. So going to school, I mean, were you conditioned the way I was conditioned that if you were going to be successful in the United States of America, if you were going to be, you know, somebody that achieves retirement, somebody that makes money, you had to do well in school? Were you taught those things?
Oh, absolutely.
And did they tell you that you had to go to college? Because if you didn't go to college, that would be a guarantee that maybe you would not be successful?
Yeah, that's basically the narrative at the time.
So you found yourself in college. What was that experience like?
Both of my parents went to college and were educated. And so in my household, it was just kind of a given that you were going to go to school. It was just a question of where. But they always valued, you know, education and knowledge. My mom was a teacher. My father is kind of naturally a teacher, but he is a veterinarian. And so he had gone to school for quite a bit. My mom had a master's degree as well. So education was kind of a big part of the family and just kind of a given thing. But part of what goes along with that is you just assume that, like, because you're doing that, all of your problems are going to be taken care of. And that's not always the case.
So what did you study? What's your bachelor's degree in?
My undergraduate degree was actually in psychology. I had a little bit of not really knowing what I was going to do in the long run at that time. And then I ended up going back to school once I figured out what I was going to try to do with my life in strength and conditioning. I had to go get a master's degree in an applicable field so that I would be able to get a job. And so graduate school was actually in exercise science, but I had always, you know, had a background in training and read a lot of books and always educated myself, but hadn't really figured out the pathway while I was in undergrad, but figured it out later.
Did college give you everything that you thought college was going to give you?
All those different things that it didn't provide, you know, I found once I was out of college, you had to go educate yourself on that. And, you know, it's like, well, what's good about that is I guess you're not paying for it. But what's bad about it is you just paid this astronomical amount of money, trying to solve all these things, and it doesn't check all the boxes, and it doesn't address all the things that you need to be, especially financially successful. It's just to help you get a job.
So is that how you discovered Robert Kiyosaki's books?
So I chose a career field that doesn't pay very well. So we're usually overeducated and undercompensated because it's much more of a passion thing and an interest thing. And it's fun and it's cool. But because that's the case, there's a lot of people willing to do it. And when there's a lot of people willing to do it, that brings the price down. So I wasn't really making very much money and I was working a lot. And so once I got a family, I realized this isn't going to work. Like, I've got to have more time for them and I have to have more money. And I kind of knew that before I got a family, that I needed to be financially in a better spot. And so that's what got me into trying to be financially much more educated, because I needed to be efficient due to the income problem that I was having.
So how did the books come into play? I mean, was it something that a friend recommended you read? Is it something you discovered on your own because you were searching? How did you discover Kiyosaki?
I discovered on my own mainly because I liked audiobooks, and where I lived at the time, I had a really, really phenomenal public library, and, you know, just discovered some of the financial education resources, and they were all there and it was free. So I went through every single one of his books, but at least at the time that they had in the library. And what I always found lacking was he had a pretty good introduction of concepts to change the way you think about money and think about finances and you know, the poor person's mindset versus a rich person's mindset. But what was lacking was he never really taught you how to do it in any detail. But how exactly do you do that?
Yeah, I had the exact same experience. I read several of his books. I would recommend them to anybody. I think that you're spot on when it talks about, when the books talk about how to change the way you're thinking, because I think Kiyosaki does a really good job of that. But then when you get to that tactical portion, that, okay, I want to implement now. I want to do this. It's lacking. So what did you do to try and solve that missing piece?
Well, in typical fashion, I ended up getting better jobs and relocated and kind of moved up the ladder, so to speak, in terms of career advancement. And once I got settled into a new location, I was working a ton and realized, man, I really don't want to be working this much. 'Cause 60, 80 hours a week is a lot. And when you're not making very much money, it doesn't leave much time for anything else. And I knew, man, this is not sustainable. So I joined his program hoping to gain some more insights on that tactical portion that you alluded to and you know, figure out what actions I need to take.
And what was your experience?
It was very expensive by comparison to lifestyles. And there was a little bit of a mentorship piece in working through some different things, but it definitely didn't get me over the hump in terms of knowing with clarity what exactly I need to do and how to go about doing it. Not nearly to the level that Lifestyles teaches.
So you became a member of his program, found it didn't give you what you needed. How did you discover Lifestyles Unlimited? Because I'll be honest with you. I mean, if I had done what you had done and had that experience, I may have just thrown up my hands and said, you know, I'm done. But you didn't do that. You kept looking. So how did Lifestyles Unlimited come into the picture?
So I fast forward a couple of years, you know, in trying to kind of make this happen. I realized that even though I've made some career advances and done a little bit better, I was getting married soon and knew I really needed to figure out the financial situation. And so I started listening to a lot of podcasts. I'd come to the conclusion that real estate was definitely where it was at, but still didn't know exactly how to go about doing that. and just devouring podcasts left and right, books, trying to self-educate, and basically got up to the point where I knew I could take action, and I did. You know, it's kind of, when are you going to stop learning and start acting? So I set a goal of, you know, pulling the trigger on buying some properties in 2017, because the catalyst for that was that I ended up losing my job in 2014, and that unemployment, you know, was 6 months long. And I had followed the Dave Ramsey model of, you know, you save up money and you have an emergency fund. Well, I had a really big emergency fund because I knew the nature of my career. And once I burned up that emergency fund, you know, praise God, me and my wife got jobs before the money ran out. But I knew that if I had another job loss, I was going to need income streams, not another pile of money, because the pile of money gets used up with monthly expenses and income streams replenish every month. So I knew that I needed to do that. Well, one of my friends had recommended the radio show. And once I started listening to you and Dell, I knew, I was like, man, this is way better than anything I've run across before. When I moved back to Texas, because that was on the horizon, I'm going to join Lifestyles. And then sure enough, you know, got into it. And yeah, the rest is history.
Yeah, I find the same result. I mean, I owned real estate before I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. I know I've talked about it on this radio show. I know you've heard the story before. And I, like you, didn't do very well with it. So Lifestyles Unlimited comes into the picture, and they teach me stuff that nobody else had bothered to teach me. They gave me information that I could use, and I was able to fix my real estate problem based off of what I learned from Lifestyles Unlimited. When we come back from the break, we're going to ask him what his experience was. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I'm joined by Brady, and together we're working on your financial freedom. And as we went to break, I was getting ready to ask Brady a question that probably is going to take the entire segment to answer, but this is a very important question because many of you may be in the exact same situation that Brady was in prior to becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. I mean, I was in that situation myself. I'm talking about buying investment real estate without the benefit of being a part of the Lifestyles Unlimited community. Now, people do it every day, and Brady did it, I did it, and our experiences may not have been as good prior to Lifestyles as our experiences are after we became members of Lifestyles. So, Brady, what was your experience with the assets that you purchased prior to becoming a Lifestyles Unlimited member?
Well, thankfully, as you guys teach, real estate is very forgiving. And despite me making a lot of mistakes, I actually ended up doing well, but could have done so much better had I known the Lifestyles model. And I would have made a lot more money, and it would have been a lot less stressful. One of the stressful things for me, not knowing what you guys teach at the time, was that I did not repair and fix up everything in the properties that I bought. And I started having to make repairs, because when a resident's calling you with a problem, you've got to do something about it. And I realized, man, I can't live off of what I thought was my cash flow. I can't spend it. I've got to put that money aside for capital expenses, which is stressful because you have this money coming in, but you can't spend it because you know something's going to break, that you're going to have to repair it, but you don't know how much that's going to cost. So it could be something minor or it could be something major, all because I didn't do it right on the front end.
Did you pay full retail price for those assets?
You know, it's hard to say. I got some decent deals. I'd say that were a little bit below market value at the time. I couldn't tell you how much because I wasn't educated enough. I just knew that they would cash flow because I could get more in rent than what, you know, the mortgage payment, et cetera, was.
Okay, so there was a cash flow component to it. We're not sure if you captured any equity in the assets. I mean, they might have been priced based on the fact that they needed some work, and you may have gotten a better deal because of that, right?
That's right. That's correct.
Okay. So what did you ultimately do with these assets after you went through the Lifestyles Unlimited education and learned the things that we now know?
So I ended up selling all of them, mostly because I was out of state and didn't want to retain the assets from afar, so to speak. You know, I'm giving up money to the management company every month, which also, of course, heightens what I just talked about on the cash flow side when you don't know how much you're going to have to pay in repairs, et cetera. And so I really wanted to just, as the lease has expired, sell each of the properties and start moving them into multifamily, mainly because of the Lifestyles education. Like, once I found out that multifamily was an option, you know, like, well, why am I having these houses out of state? I'm going to start selling them and taking the capital and redeploying it.
So did you transition into multifamily assets as an independent rental operator, or did you transition in as a passive investor with a lead syndicator in Lifestyles Unlimited?
I did it as a passive in Lifestyles.
Why did you choose that route?
Because what you learn in the two-day about what's possible in apartment complexes at the time was just mind-boggling. I mean, when you can make multiple, you know, 100% returns, I mean, there were deals doing 1, 2, 300% returns on the capital at that time. And I just knew that I needed to redeploy it, especially because I had, with all those single family properties, I hadn't done it the right way. So I knew I needed to exit those positions and then just redeploy it in a much more effective way.
What was it like at your place of employment during that time? I mean, were you super busy? Were you working like 60 hours a week? I'm just kind of curious what was going on in your life during that time period.
I was not super busy at work, but I was super busy at home. We had just had, you know, we had little one, and I'm trying to think back of when exactly, because everything transitions. I might have even had a second little one at the time and needed to just, you know, give my wife some relief when I got home from work. So that was also a huge component for me wanting to invest passively, you know, in multifamily, because I knew I wasn't going to have to deal with phone calls from the management company and, you know, all that.
Yeah, because I mean, the hardest thing to do is to make a connection with another Lifestyles Unlimited member. And when they have something available, review it, make sure that it meets your investing goals and objectives. And if it does, then just coordinate with the lead investor to be able to get into the deal. I mean, that's the amount of work that goes into it. And that's really upfront work. And then after you've done that and you've been accepted into the deal, how much work do you actually do?
Nothing. You got to send your K-2 to your accountant. Which,
oh, yeah, you got
the same as your W-2. Like, I mean, and then you just wait for the distributions to hit your checking account. I mean, that's another thing you have to, that's hard work. So, you know.
Yeah, the waiting can be wanting, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But when those distribution checks, they start coming in, do they not?
Yeah, it's great. You know,
and you didn't have to lift a finger to do anything to make that money flow into your household account.
That's right.
In the meantime, the time that you could be spending on real estate, you're devoting to your family, because I'm making a connection here, and I'm thinking your family is probably one of the most important things in your life.
Yes, sir.
And spending quality time with them is probably a very valuable component to you.
Definitely. I mean, I've got all boys, and they definitely require much more attention and wrangling and management, and yeah, anybody who owns or who has boys knows what I'm talking about.
So I'm guessing that one of the things that you figured out after becoming a Lifestyles Unlimited member was that time is such a precious commodity that you wanted to be in control of it. So you chose an investing strategy that would maximize your time available for your family. So I guess the big question is, what are we going to do about this employment thing? I mean, you're still working, right?
Yes, sir.
Do you have an exit strategy?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, I guess the other question is, do you want to have an exit strategy? Because when you get to the point, and maybe we got to ask this question now, do you feel that your real estate is providing enough income to your household that you could retire yourself, that you could leave your job? Are you there yet?
No, unfortunately, I'm not there yet, mainly because of inflation. And kind of one of the things I'd like to highlight is that, you know, Lifestyles and the real estate thing has been great. And I have not, mainly just because of my choices and the things that I'd done prior to Lifestyles, didn't accelerate the timeline as quickly as it could have been done. You learn and you grow as an investor, but because inflation took away so much of our purchasing power, I wasn't able to continue to move forward at the rate that I would like. But what's good about it is that I was actually able to at least keep up.
Okay, so how did inflation impact your investing plan? And more importantly, how did your investing plan help you through these inflationary times?
So the I'd say like market factors in my area affected more so my investment plan. But one aspect of it was definitely inflationary. The cost of rehabs, obviously, the materials went up. The cost of the labor and the people and the technicians that I would hire to help with rehab went up. And unfortunately, that would kill a lot of the potential deals that I would find at the time. And so if your numbers are off on your rehab, it's really, really hard to come back from that. And if the expenses are there and you're, rehabbing something up to market value with no equity capture, it makes it a lot harder. The difference, too, is, taxes going up, insurance going up, also compress the cash flow and just raise the risk of several deals to where I wasn't willing to move forward with them. But the bright side is every deal that I invested in prior to that and the actions that I had taken with Lifestyles help put me in a position to where, with the cash flow from the rentals, I could absorb the rising cost of food and the different things that we saw in terms of expenses going up. We could actually handle that. Whereas somebody on a fixed income, I don't even know what they're doing or what they did the last few years, with inflation taking off. At least, my assets, have gone up in value, which is good. And then, the cash flow provided a cushion. A little bit of backstory, I'm a pretty high speed, performance minded, looking in the future, optimistic person. And I want to be, to get there. Oh, somebody in Lifestyles did it in 2 years. I want to get there in, 18 months kind of person. So I always have to reel myself in a little bit. And one of the things that one of my friends said to me lately that gave me pause and just allowed me to experience gratitude was that he was like, man, you're the most stable person I know. And he was referring to just financial stability with my family and with my household. And that was something that I needed to be grateful for because I was frustrated that I wasn't able to move forward at the speed that I wanted. I wasn't able to progress in the ways that I wanted to. And I'm realizing, I'm stable in a time frame where a lot of people are unstable. And I need to be thankful for that and recognize that because that's a lot better than other people that I knew.
I think that's an amazing outlook on what real estate investing has done for you, for your family, and other people are recognizing it. Other people are seeing a change that has occurred in your life based off of what you're doing. So here's the question I've got, Brady. Do you have a 5-year plan? If you laid out a 5-year plan that includes an option for you to retire yourself if you decide to leave your employment?
Yes, sir.
How long do you think it's going to take you to get to that point? Is that a 3-year mark, a 5-year mark? Where are we at?
It's hard to predict because it is somewhat market dependent on how quickly I can acquire the assets. So in the first year of investing, you know, I got 4 properties within a year. Then I went into kind of a multifamily period of time where I ended up, I guess, getting into like maybe 6 deals. And then those deals, you know, some of them sold, some of them I'm still invested in. And when the capital came back, you know, it was kind of off to the races again, where I ended up getting probably 5 single family properties within a year, and then ended up getting 3 more the following. Well, the rate at which I acquired these properties was kind of dependent upon availability. So there was a time when I was juggling 3 properties at one time, and it was really, really stressful in terms of, you know, buying, rehabbing, and renting them out. And I definitely don't want to go back to that. But at the same time, because the opportunities slowed down, I'm really glad I hustled when I did, because they're just entered into a period of time, you know, where I haven't been able to get nearly as many deals as I was. So being able to flex and adjust and not be so rigid to my goals, you know, has actually been a lesson that I've had to learn. And you know, I'm just doing the best that I can do. I take action. I know I'm going to do it. And, you know, the opportunity will come when it comes, and I'll be ready when it does.
So are you looking forward to leaving your job, or are you one of those guys that really enjoys what you're doing and you'll just keep working because you have fun at it?
I will keep working because I have fun at it. And when that stops, then I'll probably transition to something else. But right now, it's still been a good time. And I'm not really missing out on time with my little ones because, you know, they're in school while I'm at work. And so I get them afterward, and I have the flexibility to do other things with them.
How has your lifestyle changed since becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited? I mean, what's going on in your world that you do now that you could never have done before?
Well, my kids currently go to a private school that is a very Christian-oriented, you know, school that allows for flexibility educationally that if they were having to go to public school, we wouldn't really be on board with. And so we're real happy to be able to provide that opportunity to them. We have been able to do some different trips and vacations that, you know, in the past we weren't able to do. I drove a beater car for a really, really long time, or multiple beater cars for a really long time. And now I'm able to drive a nicer vehicle and, you know, provide a much more reliable vehicle for my wife as well. So we've definitely been able to expand our lifestyle a little bit and, you know, push off some of the financial limitations that were the case being on a fixed income. The other thing too is now that there was a time probably about a year ago that there was a risk that I was going to lose this job due to contracts falling through, which is why I lost my job in 2014. Well, that's not a fun place to be in when you don't have control over your destiny. It doesn't have anything to do with your performance. It doesn't have anything to do with you doing the right or wrong things. It's just something at a different level, or, as you know, some people in the government put on a different pay grade, decides the fate of your family. And I'm in a much better emotional and financial place having the income streams from real estate versus just that pile of money that I had in 2014. And the cool thing is now my income streams are higher than what that job paid in 2014. So I'm in a much better spot, you know, since then.
Well, let me ask a very personal question. If the contract were to end tomorrow for whatever reason, would you be financially destitute, or does the real estate provide enough money that you can get by?
We would be able to get by. It would cover our expenses for sure.
You just defined real estate retired, Brady. Do you realize that?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
You're retired now, man. Yeah, were you aware of that?
Yeah, I was. It's just more about kind of, I guess, what you want for your life and what you want to be able to provide for your kids, et cetera. You know, it's like I would technically be there, but it would be limited in terms of the things that we would want to be able to do, you know?
Yeah, but you've got 100% control of your life now. I mean, the job doesn't control you. You control it. You control where your kids go to school. You control where you go on vacation. You're regaining control over your life, and that is very cool, my friend.
Yes, it is. That's right.
So real quickly, talk to me about the Lifestyles Unlimited community. I mean, what does it mean to you to be a part of this wonderful community?
It's been a wonderful experience. You know, I'm talking to others about, you know, one of the best things about Lifestyles is the membership, because people are so willing to be helpful if you're taking the necessary steps and you're taking action and doing basically following the plan. People are very generous and forthcoming and eager to help. You know, it has changed my mindset towards the concept of networking, because professionally speaking, I was never a very good networker, and it joining Lifestyles forced me to get out of, you know, some of my comfort zones and inject myself into these social situations that have been incredibly beneficial and life-changing. And then just some of the relationships that you cultivate with people are incredibly valuable. Being able to call up other people that are much more successful than me and consult with them and get their input and feedback about the decisions that I, you know, might want to make or whatever is huge. And, you know, being excited about going to the events and reconnecting with people that you haven't seen for a while and, you know, meeting new people as well and being able to help others. I always try to encourage, you know, new members and share with them my experiences about not only navigating real estate investments, but also navigating lifestyles.
Wow, Brady, you said a lot. I appreciate you being on the show. And if you want to do what Brady's doing, you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for a free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.